Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Adam Ludostansky, head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Always great to talk to you.
I want to focus our conversation on a couple of things first, including a market update and the U.S. economy snapshot. We had a report on inflation come out that just was a little bit higher, but not as high as was expected. Talk to us a little bit about how markets are reacting and why we should be paying attention to this latest inflation report.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting, Steve, because we're still seeing a lot of really positive trends. Companies are doing well, still making good money, good cash flow, strong balance sheets. You know, and then on the other side, you definitely see some things that are, you know, that we're keeping our eye on. You know, the inflation definitely is one of them, how people are purchasing their inventory, when to purchase their inventory. So we're seeing some industries that are still having some challenges. So it's overall just kind of a interesting market, and each company has been impacted a little differently.
The consumer price index was at 2.4%, up from 2.3%, just about a tenth of a percent above where the markets thought it would be today. And the other concerning thing might be jobs numbers. I know you've talked about companies still doing pretty well, but there has been a little back and forth on the jobs numbers, hasn't there been?
Absolutely. Definitely on the macro level, we're seeing it. But then when you even get to the micro level, our clients are looking for folks. But then again, I'm hearing of a lot of people that are still looking for jobs. And so you never know if it's the availability, if it's the specificity of the job, or just people holding out for hopefully still getting those higher wages. But we're definitely starting to see a cap on wages. Unless the job is very specific and you really need someone that has a technical expertise, we're starting to see a cap on wages.
You mentioned that businesses are still seeing activity. I know the ISM Services Index was a little higher. Business activity was generally mixed, according to that report, but it did show that some of that activity expanded in May. So that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. We're starting to see a little more M&A activity. Some things have actually closed and others are being discussed. We've talked about this for years, but companies that have a strong balance sheet, that have the liquidity, that have really built up their war chest over the last couple of years are taking advantage of opportunities. And they're the ones that are investing. They're investing, whether it's in machinery, equipment to make things more efficient. They're investing in going to find those game-changing employees, or they're doing M&A. And so those are the companies that we're definitely seeing the activity. And then on the flip side, we're seeing companies that are kind of just harvesting and trying to maintain and looking for ways to become a little more efficient with what they have.
Adam, the European Central Bank cut interest rates. The Fed, I think, is in a holding pattern. Talk to us a little bit of how the latest jobs report and inflation might influence the Fed moving forward.
My take is that the Fed is going to continue to sort of be in a holding pattern for a little bit. I don't think, you know, with the reports that we keep getting on a monthly basis, there is some, you know, up and down and some conflict. So I think we're going to sit in a holding period for a little while. It is starting to bring certainty to clients, ones that have been sitting on the sidelines thinking that rates will fall and waiting for that. They are starting to act, which I think is a good thing, especially when you have the other uncertainties that are out there with tariffs. It's nice, at least in my opinion, to be sitting in this holding pattern. So that's what I expect for an extended part of this year. And then I think we might see, you know, some rate reductions if the numbers continue as they are.
The president's promised steel and aluminum tariffs have gone into effect. You mentioned tariffs there in your response to that last question. Talk to us a little bit about these steel and aluminum tariffs and just tariffs in general, creating sort of that continued feeling of uncertainty.
Yeah, in general, I mean, you said it. Uncertainty has been the conversation point. Solid companies that always have strong budgets, and they track the budgets and they plan. And with the fact that the tariff numbers and percentages have continued to fluctuate, it's very difficult to plan. We're seeing everything from, you know, folks that with steel, with any, you know, with other products that are being tariffed, we're seeing folks start to pre-buy a little bit ahead of July and load up on some inventory. Again, if they have a strong balance sheet, they believe they can take advantage of the margin that might occur over the next, you know, 9 months if tariffs do come into play. But it's still a bit of uncertainty. And so that is the hardest thing for our clients is just managing that and managing the changes that occur on a pretty regular basis.
Those tariffs would be about 50%. Talk to us a little bit about the local impact of that. I know there's some Chicago area steel production. Will that be helped by those tariffs?
It's hard to say. It won't be helped immediately, that's for sure. But over the long run, could it be helped? Absolutely. And I think that's the focus. In the short run, I mean, clients can't increase prices 50%. They will see an impact on their, you know, on their revenues. And so it does, you have to find that balance. And I think that's what people are trying to figure out is how do I find that balance of what to raise my prices to make sure that I'm not hindering something else in the business, you know, and still plan for the long term. It's a tough balance. And I don't think anyone has the answer yet.
Yeah. And on the flip side of the, you know, even if a company does see a positive impact of this, so many areas are going to see a negative impact. People don't realize that the steel and aluminum imports are going to affect things like washing machines and consumer electronics and cars. And even in the grocery store, you're going to see canned tuna and canned soup and cans of nuts, things that have aluminum packaging go up, right?
Absolutely. I think we're already seeing it. I mean, the clients that we're talking to are raising prices. They have raised prices. It's just how much more can they raise? So absolutely. I think all the products like that you just mentioned are already seeing that impact. And, you know, folks are seeing it on the top line. You know what? You know, they're seeing their revenues flatten out some. And, you know, and that's just, you know, what's going to happen with these tariffs.
Yeah. And then the later on down the cycle, you have to ask yourself, have to ask the question, what about inflation? Because you have consumer products going up, that's going to push the inflation numbers higher, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then you go back to kind of what I said about, you know, wages and that flattening out. And you can really get yourself, you know, into a situation where prices are unaffordable. So I'm still very optimistic that we're going to end in an okay place. Going back to your word, the uncertainty right now is just making people uncomfortable.
Adam, what's going on in the small banking business? I saw a story that a local bank had been acquired by a fintech, and this might do something to the industry. Have you been watching this story? Talk to us a little bit about this. I think it was SmartBiz, the fintech, acquired the bank United Community Bank shares. What's going on?
Yeah, so banks have been partnering with fintechs for a long time. I know Associated Bank, we partner with several fintechs just with different services. And the reason being is that they are coming out with some amazing things to offer our customers and consumers. And they're nimble and they're quick. And it's easier to partner with them than try and build it themselves, especially for a mid-sized bank like us. This is just, you know, I think that next step in the evolution of the fintechs actually buying a bank. And what does that do for them? That helps them be able to raise capital on a very cheap basis, deposits. It also gives them access to lending systems that they might not have. And the the infrastructure from a lending system that they don't have. So I think it's a natural progression. You know, we're not at a small bank like this, but I candidly like it. And I think that it's something that'll only benefit the consumer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. Is this going to end up being a benefit for customers?
I think it will be. I mean, the fintechs are coming up with some really creative things. And, you know, we might not even know in our day-to-day that we're using, you know, a product that a fintech has come up with. But, you know, if they can help to continue to evolve the small business lending or anything for the consumer. Again, I think it's only a good thing for the consumer.
All right, Adam, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely, Steve. They can feel free to give me a call, 312-544-4511. I would enjoy the conversation.
All right, Adam, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Adam Ludostansky is the head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. You can hear more of our thought leader conversations over at associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership.